Well, good afternoon, Tampa Bay, and good evening, New York City. This is Kay with Bless the Next Generation, and the next 30 minutes is going to be a little teaching to help inspire and lift you up. I am a high school French teacher that has been doing these radio shows for 15 years in New York, trying to reach out to the next generation. So if you're hurting right now, if you're in the darkness, if you're depressed, if you're doing drugs, this message is for you, because we have 20 million kids addicted to drugs. And hopefully this little teaching today will lift you up out of the darkness and into God's light, because God is love and God is light, and we need the light. If we ever need the light turned on, it's now. There is so much negative news and so much darkness out there, and God's word is the lamp to our feet and the light to our path. Now, today we're going to talk about victory, because the Lord wants us to have victory. Jesus Christ came to the earth 2,000 years ago and did many miracles to prove he was God, and he came to give us victory. We have the keys of life, and whatever we ask in prayer, believing, we shall receive. It's all about faith. The last session we talked about doubt and faith, and then the session before that we talked about the negative spies in the promised land, the book of Deuteronomy, that doubted God and got destroyed. And we're talking about this battle that we have going on, because we have the kingdom of light, which is positive. Anything that's positive is in God's kingdom. Negative is darkness. The negative, dark thoughts are what pull you down. And we also did a segment on renewing our mind and changing the way we think. We got to change our entire mindset to the way that God thinks. God is our creator, and he left us with the scriptures to encourage us and give us the victory. Now, what is victory? Victory is an act of defeating an enemy or an opponent in a battle, in a game, or a competition. It's success, triumph, conquest, win, successful outcome, positive result, a landslide, an achievement, a game, and a match. Now, we all want to achieve, and we all want to be successful. And I want to be your cheerleader. I want this show to inspire and cheer you up and lift you up, that you can walk in the victory, that Jesus Christ has provided victory for us. And the victory that he's provided is supposed to help us overcome all our battles in life, because he didn't say we're not going to go through battles, and we talked about that last week. He said, if your house is founded on the word of God, when those winds blow, and they will blow, it's raining outside right now, and I had to drive into town from Naples. I just got into the studio, and the battles will blow. Jesus didn't say he was going to take the battles away, but he did say, if your house is founded on the word of God, that your foundation, that you are going nowhere. Your house is going to stand through your battle. So that is very good news. Very, very good news. Another scripture in the Bible is 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57. It says, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. Our victory is through Jesus Christ, because all the power of the Holy Spirit is in the name of Jesus, and he is the one that gives us the fortitude and the strength to keep going on. That is a wonderful scripture that you need to memorize, that because we have the victory. And sometimes it doesn't seem like we have the victory, because there's a lot of anxiety out there. And what is anxiety? Well, Anxiety is worry, concern, apprehension, uneasiness, fearfulness, fear, disquietness. And it also means impatience and longing and desire and eagerness. Now, these anxieties that we face, and we all face them, can be conquered through meditating on the scriptures. Now, if you have a chemical imbalance, then you need to call 911. We are only, man is triune, body, soul, spirit. We're only dealing with the spiritual side of man. Jesus Christ came to give us the victory. He came to give us the victory in this life to overcome these anxieties. Jesus also said that the worries and anxieties of life come to choke the word of God out of us. They strangle us. It's like when you have a beautiful flower in the garden and the weeds grow up and strangle the flower. That's what anxieties do. Jesus said they choke us. They strangle the life of God out of us. And they're real. You know, we're in this world, and this world has a lot of negativity. There's problems in this world, and we can face the problems. We're not alone. We have the Lord is with us, and we're going to have to put our trust in the Lord. What is the definition of trust? Trust is a firm belief in the reliability, the truth, and the strength of someone or something. It's confidence. It's faith. Freedom from suspicion or doubt. It's a sureness, a certainty, and an assurance and a conviction. Now, this relationship is built on trust. You are going to have to get trust in the Lord. There's a scripture that says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. You are going to have to put all your trust in the Lord. The Lord is not going to do this. You have to do this. God gives us a free will. Now, the opposite of trust is distrust, skepticism. We can all have doubt and skepticism. We all face challenges in our faith. In our faith, sometimes we can have weak faith, strong faith, shaky faith, mountain-moving faith, God kind of faith. There's all different kinds of faith, and our faith goes up and down sometimes. To keep it strong, where does faith come from? Faith comes from hearing and hearing and hearing the Word of God. The more you hear the Word of God, the more you're going to have faith. The more you hear the negative news, the more you're going to have distrust, anxieties, and doubt. The more you listen to all the negative words that are coming into your life, the more you're going to doubt and have anxiety. Now, God wants us to trust in Him. He is going to be responsible for us, to watch over us. Last week we talked about every hair on our head is numbered. That God, we lose hair every day. God cares for us. There's also a scripture that Jesus said, if God takes care of the flowers, which are here today and gone tomorrow, how much more is He going to take care of you? Oh, you men of little faith. We doubt the Lord. We don't believe God really loves us. The reason that we doubt and we don't believe it is because a lot of people don't show us the love that we need. We need the love. We need the encouragement. We need to feel that, and we don't always feel that with the people around us. A lot of people are so caught up in their own problems and their misery, they're not going to give you the love you need. So you need to come to the Lord, allow Him to get you in a group of people that will love you and encourage you and praise you and lift you up. This trust has to be learned. I've been doing this a long time. Does it get easier? No, it does not. It doesn't get any easier because I keep on taking more jobs on, and I keep doing more and more, and I'm a grandmother, and I should stop this. I should, somebody in their 30s should be doing this, okay? But I'm doing 5 radio shows, and I don't even live, I live in a different city, and I have to travel a lot. I'm very involved, and I care about you guys. Now, the Lord really cares about you. The Lord wants me doing this show to fill up a void in your life. The Lord is the only one that can fill the void in your life. And you said, okay, well, I'm just doing drugs. I started partying, doing drugs. And now these drugs have a hook in me. And I can't stop doing drugs. That's what most people say. They can't stop. And then they get so high on these drugs that when they're coming off the drugs, all their chemicals get mixed up. And then they get more depressed than they were. So they have to keep getting back on. It's very addictive. And the good news is that God is addictive. And the more you receive God's love, the more you're going to want the Lord. Because the Lord is so good. And the Lord, every good gift comes down from your Heavenly Father. The God that created you is your Heavenly Father. And every good gift comes from God. Every bad thing comes from the devil. There is a devil, a fallen angel. A lot of people don't believe that, but there really is. Anything that's killing, stealing, destroying from you is Satan. And Jesus said all the power of the enemy is under your feet. Jesus came to this earth to help us, to bring us to heaven, and to restore us. And you said, well, Kay, how do I do this? Well, you have to invite the Lord Jesus to come into your life. And we could just stop and say a little prayer right now. Just say this. Just say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me of all the things I've done wrong. I want the Holy Spirit, and I invite the Holy Spirit into my life. And I need the Holy Spirit power. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you really did that in your heart, your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And if you die, your name is in that book. And when you go before the Lord, you have entrance into heaven because of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Jesus, he wants us to have victory in our everyday life, okay? It says in 1 Corinthians 15:57, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. He gives us the victory in every area of life, but you have to claim it. You have to claim it, and you have to believe it. Because it doesn't look like it. You have to take your victory and stand on God's promises. God's word is your sword in the spirit. If you don't know the word of God, you don't have any sword. You don't have anything to fight all your problems with. The word of God is your sword. A lot of Christians are in God's army. They don't have their sword. They don't have their sword out because they don't know what God says. This is our sword. What do you do with the sword? You battle with a sword. You battle. God's word is a two-edged sword. It pierces into the heart of man. That is our weapon. If you don't have your weapon, I suggest you get your weapon. Your faith is your shield of faith. Your shield of faith, what do you do with the shield? Your shield of faith protects you from all the negative thoughts. When you have a negative, fearful thought, you pick up your shield of faith. And extinguish that fiery dart, because we are in a battle. We are in a battle between good and evil, between darkness and light, between fear and faith. If you have a lot of anxieties, you could be battling the spirit of fear. Jesus said, I don't give you a spirit of fear, but I give you a spirit of power, a spirit of love, and a sound mind. If your mind is being attacked with fear, I have good news for you that Jesus already conquered that for you. You have to claim that victory. You have to claim the victory of the Lord Jesus Christ because we are in a battle. Okay? Now, in Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 4, it says, the Lord your God is he who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies, to give you the victory. Do you have any enemies out there? Are you fighting some battles out there? Are you fighting a financial battle? Are you fighting a people battle? Do you have people that are standing against you? Are you fighting, who are your enemies? Are you fighting a drug battle? Are you being tempted to do drugs? We all have temptations to do stuff, either to fear or to doubt. But God has the victory for all of our enemies, and He's going to fight those enemies for you. You can't fight it yourself. God is the Lord of hosts. He's the Lord of the battles. He's going to fight your battle. You have to roll your battle over to the Lord, casting all your worries. Jesus said, put all your worries over to me because I care for you, and I'm going to fight that battle. I am going to fight that battle with that rebellious teenager. I'm going to fight that battle with your finances. I'm going to fight that battle with your insecurities, with your marriage battle. I am going to fight that battle. Give that battle to me. Would you just roll your battles over to the Lord right now? Just give Him all your battles, your car problems, your tax problems, all your worries. Put all that over to the Lord and walk in His victory. Now, King David was back in 1 Chronicles 18. David, everybody knows who King David was. He took down Goliath. Jesus sat on the throne of David. The reason David was so special was because he was a man after God's heart. There have only been a few men on the face of the earth who have a heart after God. David was after God. He was a man that was after God's heart. Are you after God's heart today? Are you trying to get God's heart? Because God knows there's levels. Are you 80-20? Are you 50-50%? Are you 100%? Is your whole heart going after the Lord? Then you're going to be like King David. And guess what God did to King David? It said, the Lord gave King David the victory wherever he went. He got the victory wherever he went. And he had enemies chasing him. He had Saul chasing him. God gave David the victory because God saw how much David was after his heart. You need to change your heart around. I need to change my heart around. I could get my heart so involved in distractions and other things. I have to put my heart back with the Lord every day when I get up. I have to set my heart on the Lord. I have to set my affections on heavenly things. You have to do it. God is not going to take your heart and do that. If you're into money, the Bible says you can't serve God in money. The love of money is the root of all evil. You want to know where all the evil's coming forth in America? It's the love of money. Your love for money is going to push the love of God aside. And you can't fool God. He knows exactly where our heart is. He knows exactly where our attention is. You want to know where our attention is? God knows. He knows the peoples whose heart just beat after God. Well, that's how David was. And God gave David the victory wherever he went. And it's because he put God first. God knows when he's number two, number three, number four, that the TV's number one, the stock market's number one. You know, he knows when he's number one. So you can't fool the Lord. So how do you do this? You have to set your whole heart towards the Lord. You have to say, God, I want my whole heart with you. I'm about 80-20. I want this other 20%. I want it to you. You have to do it. You have to give your whole heart to the Lord. And that's when you're going to see the victory. Joshua and Caleb, we talked about this last week. They went into the promised land, the land flowing with milk and honey. God wants us in the promised land. He wants us in the land flowing with milk and honey. But they were wholehearted. Joshua and Caleb wholeheartedly served the Lord. So they they took God's promises and they trusted in the promises of God. They decided to have confidence and faith in the promises of God, and God gave them the victory. The negative spies got destroyed out in the wilderness with the snakes. Negativity will destroy your faith. Negative people will pull you down. It's toxic. We did a whole show on toxic personalities. People that complain all the time. You know, they just, it's just gossipers. There's all kind of toxic people that poison your faith. You have to keep yourself as free as possible. Jesus said, you will know the truth will make you free. You have to trust in the Lord, because that faith is going to rub off and encourage people. You're like a shining star in the darkness. You look up in the sky, the stars that are shining really bright are reflecting the light of the moon and the sun. We need to reflect God's light. We need to get the darkness out of our heart. We need to allow God to cleanse our heart and put Him number one so we can shine so bright for the Lord. People need to see God's light in you. They need God's love. They need to feel God's love through you. And if you're not shining God's love, then the darkness could just overpower us. I can get up tomorrow and focus on all the battles and just let the battles overpower me. I can look at my bank account, my kids, all the stuff I have to do. I can let all that negative darkness just put my candle out and quit shining and say, I'm not going to do this radio show. I'm not doing the radio show because I need somebody to lift me up. Why am I going to go lift up 17 million listeners when nobody's lifting me up? Well, it's a law that when you lift people up, you get lifted up. Just like when you need love, give love away. You need money, give money away. And that's the law of the Spirit. If you sow bountifully, you reap bountifully. And if you need to be lifted up, then you need to go lift people up. It's the law of the Spirit, okay? That's why I do the show. And that's why I'm trying to lift you up with the Word of God. Do I have negative things attacking me? Absolutely. Every single day. And God is my defense. And I got up this morning. I've been all over the state. I'm trying to do so much. And I got up singing that song, I will enter His gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I'll enter His courts with praise. I will make a sacrifice of praise. It was a sacrifice to sing praises when I didn't feel like it. I didn't feel like it, and we do it by faith. We don't go by how we feel. We walk by faith, and we praise the Lord, and then the Lord fights all of our battles, and He fights all of our enemies, and this has to grow. We talked about that in last week's message about the fruits of the Spirit, that these fruits, this patience is number one. I absolutely have no patience. Patience has to grow. It's a fruit. God doesn't just give you patience. You have to grow it by standing in line, by waiting on things that you're praying for, waiting and waiting and waiting for your prayers to get answered. Don't give up. God is going to answer your prayers. If you stand on God's promises, you are going to get your prayers answered. But you're going to have patience. With faith and patience, they inherited the promises. Okay? Now, it says in 1 John chapter 5, verse 4, for everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. The victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Wow! If you're born of God and you have the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit on the inside of you, then you are going to overcome this world, because the faith is going to take the victory. Your faith in God's promises are going to push you over the edge. It's going to give you faith through your battle. It's going to raise your kids up. It's going to get you healed and prosperous. God wants us to be prosperous. He wants us to be the bank. In Galatians chapter 3, Jesus became a curse, that the blessing of Abraham would come on us. That means we are the bank. That means we are going to walk in abundance. We are the bank. We lend and do not borrow. Now, I'm the bank right now, and I'm sowing my seeds. I sow financial seeds out to other people's ministry that I can reap harvest. And one of these days, I am going to get the biggest harvest. It's coming, but I have to be patient. It's through faith and patience we inherit these promises. God is going to fight our battles. He is the Lord of hosts. He is with you against all your enemies. He has given you the victory. He wants you to have this victory. He wants you to trust Him, and He wants you to praise Him in spite of what's going on. What is praise? Praise is a commendation, to express the approval of, the admiration for, to applaud, to pay tribute to speak highly of, to compliment. Boy, don't we love those compliments? I love to get a nice compliment. And you know, when I do, I just, I need it too. I'm trying to encourage you guys and lift you up, because depression is number one with adults. Suicide is number two with the next generation. Suicide is number two on college campuses. So this show is to lift you up and tell you how special you are, to cheer you on, to tell you that God has a plan for your life. God wants your dreams to come through. You go, really, Kay? I can barely make it through the day. I can barely make it through just the normal everyday life, much less my dreams to come through. Well, Jesus said, whatever you ask me in prayer, believing you shall receive. God put a special gift on the inside of you, and He wants that gift to come out. He wants you to be a bright, shining star. But you're not going to do this if you don't know God's promises. You're going to have to get God's promises. Now, if you need to contact me, you could reach me at blessthenextgeneration@yahoo.com. Bless, B-L-E-S-S, the next generation, at yahoo.com. If you need some encouragement, I'm your cheerleader. I'm the teacher. I am a high school French teacher. And we're just going to say one more time, contact me at blessthenextgeneration@yahoo.com. This song that I picked out is because you got to be tough. You got to be strong. You got to be kind. You got to be patient. You got to you got to have love, because love will save the day. You got to be all these things. And how do you do it? Well, you can't do it without a Savior. You can't do it without Jesus. You can't do it without the Holy Spirit. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, there's nothing impossible for you. You can conquer your dreams. You can conquer your enemies, because God's going to fight your battles. You give your heart to Him. Now listen to the song. You got to be tough. You got to be wise. You got to be strong. Contact me at blessthenextgeneration@yahoo.com. God loves you.